Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Singapore to hold second ministerial roundtable today to strengthen trade and economic ties. Centre decides to create 5 new districts in Union Territory of Ladakh. BJP releases list of 15 candidates for first phase of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. In Pakistan, gunmen killed 23 passengers of Punjab province after identity check in Balochistan province. At least 30 people injured in Bangladesh as fresh clashes erupt between students and security personnel. And festival of Krishna Janmashtami being celebrated with religious fervor across the country. Devotees throng temples to offer prayers. The second India-Singapore ministerial roundtable is set to start in Singapore today. During the meeting, both sides will review the entire gamut of bilateral ties and various aspects of strategic partnership. Both nations will also identify new avenues to further elevate and broaden their partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Railways Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will attend the meeting. The ministers today called on the President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, and the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong. The leaders conveyed warm greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the President of Singapore. We have more from our correspondent.
A new high-level ministerial mechanism called India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable was established to chart a roadmap to take bilateral relations to a new level. The inaugural meeting of ISMR took place in September 2022 in New Delhi. The focus areas are digital connectivity, fintech, green economy, green hydrogen, skill development and food security. India and Singapore bilateral trade is continuously rising. Bilateral trade expanded from $6.7 billion in financial year 2004-2005 to $30.11 billion in 2021-22. Singapore is India's sixth largest trade partner with a share of 2.9% of India's overall trade. Singapore continued to be the largest source of FDI inflow into India. Bhupendra Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met former Financial Action Task Force FATF President T. Rajakumar in Singapore today. She congratulated Mr. Kumar on the successful completion of his tenure as FATF President. In the meeting, the Finance Minister also appreciated the former FATF President for his fair conduct of the FATF proceedings, particularly during the discussions and adoption of India's Mutual Evaluation Report. They also exchanged views on the future of FATF and India's role within the organization. The central government has decided to create 5 new districts, Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang, in the Union Territory of Ladakh. In a social media post today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to create 5 new districts in the Union Territory in pursuit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to build a developed and prosperous Ladakh. He said the new districts will take the benefits meant for the people to their doorsteps by bolstering governance in every nook and cranny. He said the government is committed to creating abundant opportunities for the people of Ladakh. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the decision to create 5 new districts in Ladakh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "This is a step towards better governance and prosperity." Mr. Modi said Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang will now receive more focused attention, bringing services and opportunities even closer to the people. He congratulated the people of Ladakh. The BJP today issued a revised list of 15 candidates for the upcoming Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. The party has given tickets to Syed Shaukat Dayur Andrabi from Pampore, Javed Ahmed Qadri from Shopian, Arshid Bhatt from Rajpura, Advocate Syed Wazahat from Anantnag, Sushri Shagun Parihar from Kishtwar, and Gajay Singh Rana from Doda. Rakesh Thakur will contest from Rampan seat, Salim Bhatt from Banihal, and Shakti Raj Parihar from Doda West. Earlier, the BJP had released a list of 44 candidates for the upcoming Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. The list was later withdrawn. The assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held in three phases beginning from the 18th of next month. The counting will take place on the 4th of October for the 90-member assembly constituencies of Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said both the leaders took stock of progress in bilateral relations and cooperation in the multilateral fora, including the court. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh visited the National Civil Rights Museum yesterday and interacted with the Indian community in Memphis, Tennessee on the last day of his tour to the U.S. Interacting with the Indian diaspora from Memphis, Atlanta and Nashville, Mr. Singh lauded the achievements of the Indian community and their contribution to society, science and economy. He described them as a living bridge between India and the U.S., fostering close relations and goodwill. He also acknowledged the efforts of the Indian community in establishing an exhibit of Mahatma Gandhi and placing two honorary Gandhi Way street signals near the National Civil Rights Museum on the 150th birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi in 2019. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, continued its searches in Kolkata for the second day today in connection with investigation into the alleged financial irregularities at the Arjigar Medical College and Hospital. The Central Probe Agency is also interrogating former principal of the college, Sandeep Ghosh, demonstrator at the Department of Forensic Medicine and Toxicology at the college, Dr. Devashish Som, and others in the case. Yesterday, the CBI carried out searches at 15 locations in connection with the probe. Meanwhile, healthcare services at state-run hospitals in West Bengal remained crippled as junior doctors continued their strike over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at Arjigar Medical College. The West Bengal Junior Doctors Front are demanding proper investigation and exemplary punishment to the culprits in the case. Maharashtra's School Education Minister Deepak Kesarkar announced today that the government plans to install panic buttons in schools across the state. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai, Mr. Kesarkar said this proposal was discussed in a meeting with Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Ajit Pawar and Maharashtra DGP Rashmi Shukla. Emphasizing the need for systemic changes following recent incidents, Mr. Kesarkar assured that complaint boxes will be installed in all schools immediately, with the Cabinet deciding yesterday that these boxes should be opened in the presence of police authorities. Meanwhile, Akshay Shinde, the accused in the Badlapur case, has been sent to 14-day judicial custody. He was presented before the courts today after his police custody expired. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Pakistan, at least 23 people were killed in Balochistan's Musakhel district, about 317 kilometers from Quetta, as gunmen shot at trucks and bus passengers after checking their identities. According to Assistant Commissioner Musakhel Najib Kakar, armed men blocked the inter-provincial highway in Musakhel, offloaded passengers from trucks and buses and fired at them after checking their identities. The deceased were identified as belonging to Pakistan's Punjab province. Media reports said the armed men also set fire to 10 vehicles. Police officials have reached the spot. In Bangladesh, at least 30 people were injured when clashes broke out between students and protesting Ansar personnel near the Central Secretariat in Dhaka on Sunday night. The clash started after 9 p.m. following reports that key figures from the anti-discrimination student movement, including Sarjis Alam and Hasnat Abdullah, are under siege at the secretariat. As the news spread, students from several halls of Dhaka University gathered and marched towards the secretariat area, demanding the release of the coordinators. Earlier on Sunday afternoon, a paramilitary auxiliary force, Bangladesh Ansar personnel, had blockaded the secretariat complex, preventing any entry or exit for indefinite time, demanding the nationalization of their jobs. The Indian Navy's warship INS Mumbai reached Colombo today for a three-day visit, with the Sri Lanka Navy ceremonially receiving the ship. This visit marks INS Mumbai's first visit to a Sri Lankan port and the eighth visit by an Indian Navy ship to Sri Lanka in 2024. During its stay, INS Mumbai will deliver essential spare parts for the Dornier Maritime patrol aircraft operated by the Sri Lanka Air Force. The visit will include a familiarization tour of INS Mumbai for Sri Lanka Navy personnel aimed at sharing operational practices. Additionally, the ship's commanding officer will meet with Rear Admiral WDCU Kumarasinghe, commander of the Western Naval Area. Russia unleashed a massive drone and missile barrage throughout Ukraine this morning that appeared to target energy infrastructure. The massive missile and drone attack targeted multiple Ukrainian cities, including Kyiv, causing power outages and explosions. Media reports said at least 3 people were killed in explosions. Mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, first said several districts in the capital were without power. The governors of the southern regions of Odisha and Zaporizhia, as well as the governor of the northern region of Kharkiv, urged people to take shelter. Meanwhile, as many as 5 people were killed and 13 others were wounded during an overnight Ukrainian strike on Russia's Belgorod. Sri Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with much fervor in the whole country today. Temples and houses in the entire Braj region of Uttar Pradesh have been decorated with colorful tableaux. More from our correspondent.
On the birth anniversary of Lord Krishna, lakhs of devotees are visiting Sri Krishna temples across Uttar Pradesh. As per the tradition, Sri Krishna's birth will be celebrated at 12 midnight in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Since yesterday, lakhs of devotees from across the world are visiting famous Sri Krishna Janmabhoomi, Dwarkadhish, Thakur Baki Bihari, Prem and Iskon temples in UP. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath worshipped the idol of Radha Krishna at the birthplace of Sri Krishna in Mathura and planted a tree in the temple premises today morning. With Mohammad Qureshi from Mathura, Aditi Agarwal, Akashwani, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion of Janmashtami to all countrymen. In Gujarat, several districts received torrential rainfall today, disrupting normal life. Our correspondent reports that over 150 tehsils of the state received light to very heavy rainfall since morning. Have a report.
Torrential rains have disrupted the road traffic in the state and several roads have been closed due to waterlogging. Water level continue to rise in large dams. The major dams including Sardar Sarovar and Ukai Dam are 88% full. Following the widespread rainfall in central parts of the state, the Kadana Dam, the third largest dam in the state, has also crossed 60% mark. Morwa Hadaf in Panchmahal district received the highest 6 inches of rainfall since morning, followed by Anand, Kutch and Kheda tehsils, which recorded more than 5 inches of rainfall. Meanwhile, IMD has predicted widespread rainfall in the state over the next 5 days. Parna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The Reserve Bank of India, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that the new trinity of GEM, UPI and ULI represents a revolutionary step forward in India's digital payments. He was speaking during the inaugural address at Global Conference on Digital Public Infrastructure and Emerging Technologies in Bengaluru as part of RBI at 90 initiative. He noted that the current ecosystem of digital payments offer quick and safe transfer of funds. In SAF U20 Championship, India's men's national team will take on Bangladesh in the semi-finals at the ANFA complex in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 2:45 p.m. IST. India has had a steady start to the campaign, registering 1-0 victories over Bhutan and the Maldives to book their spot in the semi-finals as Group B toppers. The U.S. Open Tennis Tournament 2024 will kick off in New York today. All eyes will be on Sumit Nagal and Rohan Bopanna as they lead the Indian Challenge. Sumit Nagal is set to become the first Indian man since 2019 to compete in the singles event of all 4 Grand Slam tournaments in a year. Nagal, 72nd in the tennis rankings, reached the second round at the Australian Open before crashing out of the first rounds in French Open and Wimbledon Championships this year. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Singapore to hold second ministerial roundtable today to strengthen trade and economic ties. Centre decides to create 5 new districts in Union Territory of Ladakh. BJP releases list of 15 candidates for first phase of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. In Pakistan, gunmen killed 23 passengers of Punjab province after identity check in Balochistan province. At least 30 people injured in Bangladesh as fresh clashes erupt between students and security personnel. And Festival of Krishna Janmashtami being celebrated with religious fervor across the country, devotees throng temples to offer prayers. And with that, we end the midday news.